Hey guys, welcome back to the Don't Settle Squad podcast, episode 79, Discipline Equals Freedom. Most people think discipline takes away from your life, but the truth is it gives you any freedom you want in life. Adopting this discipline equals freedom mentality changed my life, and it can do the same for you. So this one, I don't know how I haven't made this episode already on the podcast. What are we, nearly 80 episodes in? And I'm preaching about this a lot on Instagram, and you guys would have seen the top, Discipline Equals Freedom, that I'm wearing to the gym probably 5 or 6 years now in a row. So we'll go through it today. First of all, we'll go through what discipline is. Second thing, we'll go through that Discipline Equals Freedom motto and how I embodied it in my life and how you can do the same. And thirdly, then we'll go through how the discipline is paid up front. And we'll wrap on that. So on discipline, like I'm saying with the intro, if you don't really know anything about discipline, you can kind of think, probably think like the army. You'll just think like it's something very restrictive and that's going to, like I'm saying, kind of put a hold on your life. But it's actually the opposite. Like, it'll actually give you freedom over the long term. So we'll get into that in a sec. But just to go through the definition of discipline. Discipline is the quality of being able to behave and work in a controlled way, which involves obeying particular rules or standards. So that's why it's good for the army, because it's about behaviours and standards. So they want to get people to behave to a certain standard. What's the easiest, quickest way to do that? Be very regimented. And hence all the army analogies kind of pop into your head from there. But why I love studying war, studying people who have been in the army, people like Jocko Willink, who I got this phrase from, is because war is just life amplified and intensified. And it's people who are trying to aim for their peak physical and mental performance. So we can learn so much from them. And that's why I started learning from all realms of life. But a good chunk of it would have been from people in the army, all these high performers, and then taking those lessons and bringing them into my own life to get similar progress, even though they're different fields. So to break that down, discipline, it's basically your behaviour and your standards. So as a person, you need to set your standards, which is an easy thing to do. Everyone can know you make a great plan, but the hard part is the behaviour. And like one mentor said to me before, like, there's no hack. I think we know this, but a line that stuck with me from this particular mentor, he was saying that you behave your way to success one day at a time. So I think he actually said you behave your way to success or failure one day at a time. So it's all about your behaviours every single day. And like I preached then, those small gains add up with the compound effect. Like Albert Einstein said, the eighth wonder of the world. So once you understand the power of those small gains and you're able to have those behaviours every single day, aka discipline, you're going to reach your goals and you're going to have the life that you want. So that's the first easiest definition of discipline. Like, what is discipline? It's basically having a standard and being able to embody the behaviours that will help you reach that standard. If you do that, you're a disciplined person. So to move on then to discipline equals freedom and this mentality. So I got it from Jocko Willink, retired Navy SEAL, 20 years in the army. He's a great podcast now that I listen to about war stories. But he basically preaches on leadership. So he's a leadership consulting company now, which has taken all the lessons from war and bring them into the business realm. But his podcast is basically business and life. So he had that phrase, discipline equals freedom. And I'll explain what he meant by it now, because once I either heard it on a podcast or a YouTube video, I was liking the sound of it, and I was at that phase of my life with all the chronic pains and injuries, and I was a bit lost, and I needed some solid principles to get on the right path. So, easiest way to explain it. Discipline equals freedom. A few analogies here. Take school. If you have the discipline, aka you set a standard and then you have those behaviours, so to study for your exams, you're enacting the behaviour to hit the standards you want in terms of studying for those exams, you will get the freedom of the results that you want in those exams. Could be same with the job. If you have the discipline to put in the work for your job, you'll have the freedom of getting the career progression that you want, getting the compensation that you want, etc. You could obviously bring in the fitness one. If you have the discipline to stick with your fitness program, stick with your nutrition, etc., you will have the freedom of the body that you want. And such a simple analogy, but that's what I used for my chronic pain and injury. And it was only in hindsight that I kind of realized I called it the physical freedom program. And it was probably subconsciously because that discipline equals freedom was stuck in my head, like freedom. That's what I wanted. That's why that discipline latched onto me. Because everyone wants the freedom of the body they want, the mindset they want, the life, free from chronic pain and injury. But what's the path there? Discipline is the path. Discipline is like the door you have to walk through, and then you'll get the freedom out the other side. So that analogy still sticks with me to this day. I still see it when I put on the top. Might not want to train. I see it right back. Discipline equals freedom. If I want the freedom, I have it now. But to keep the body that I want, keep getting stronger, and all these other goals, discipline is coming up front first. That's what we need to do. So you can relate it to anything in life. You know, he used it for war, but it can be related, like I said, to your job, career, even relationships, your body, mindset, life, whatever it is. There's a few other quotes on discipline that were very similar. Like, you'll see the same thread here. Responsibility yesterday leads to freedom today. Same thing. Today I will do what others won't, so tomorrow I can do what others can't. Basically the same thing. Sustained execution over shapeless epiphanies. Same thing. It's all about discipline. So this is what I see. When I was studying all the greats from the past and the present, they all have discipline. You can't get anywhere without discipline. So you need to be building this no matter what it is you're trying to be successful at. So two other little points here on the discipline equals freedom mentality. And it's around the emotions. So why discipline is so important is because you need emotional mastery to be disciplined. I think I just had this the other day on Instagram, which is why this is coming into my head. I've recently just found out that I have celiac disease, about 95% positive on it, and I also have hemochromatosis. So celiac disease is basically an autoimmune disease related to gluten, to eating gluten, and then hemochromatosis is an iron overload. They're both in the family. So not a massive surprise from that angle, but basically, over the last year, I've just been feeling levels of fatigue and lethargy, and I've been getting these kind of rashes on my arm, very itchy spots on my arm and my legs. And, you know, some days I'm just very tired. And, like, if I close my eyes on the couch, I could fall asleep in a couple of minutes. So there's just, like, a list of maybe 8 or 9 symptoms for celiac. And I Googled it and I'm like, yeah, I pretty much have, like, 8 out of 9, definitely. So, look, things are adding up, but the point from those stories on Instagram that I was putting up is, you know, one of them was check your family history. You don't want to be playing life on hard mode. It could be a bit easier. Like, your normal may not actually be normal, and it could be a bit too hard for you. But the second point was the power of discipline. Like, discipline equals freedom. I followed that for the last 6 years, and maybe as I'm finding out now, at certain points I obviously wasn't operating 100%. Maybe it was 90%, maybe it was 70%. I don't really know. I have to go and sort this out and we'll see. But I didn't give a shit. That's the whole point. Like, discipline equals freedom. I was making no excuses. Like, when I was feeling tired, whatever, for the workouts. And like I said, probably 50% of the time or more, I don't want to train because I'm tired. Like, just from work, from other things. But I go upstairs, I take off my top, I put on the workout top. It says discipline equals freedom. And I know if I want the freedom of this result, I need to put in the discipline. The discipline comes up front. So I learned through that process, through those 6 years, to have emotional mastery. Emotions are important. I have other videos. If you look in the mental freedom section on my YouTube channel, you'll see it there. That's one of the most important parts of life. Understand your emotions. Understand yourself on a deeper level so your subconscious doesn't rule your life and mess up loads of things from relationships to career to your own personal self-worth. But saying that, you can't let emotions rule the roost. Like, it was like the third point I said in that Instagram post. If you only perform on your best days, you're not going to get anywhere. Most days are average to shit, okay? So, if, like, the main thing is having emotional mastery so that you can perform, aka that you have discipline, on the days where you're not feeling great, on the average days, on the shit days. Now you're going places. And when you get to a level where you set the discipline that you follow on, like, your worst days, once that's higher than most average people's best days, now you can't lose. And that's literally what I've gone through over the last 6 years with the mobility. And once I got the physical freedom from being disciplined finally with a proper program through a paid coach for 1 year, I got the freedom that I'd always wanted with my body, over the chronic pain, back to jiu-jitsu, back to the gym. But then since I understood how this discipline equals freedom worked and was so impactful, then I did it for strength training. And you know the story from there. I did it with business then. I did it with lots of things in my life, and it's been the same outcome. Any freedom that I wanted in my life, now I understood through the mobility journey that I just need the discipline to behave in the way that I need to every single day, and that's going to add up. So that's a really important point about discipline, is that it trains you to not be a slave to your emotions. Because, like I'm saying, there'll be many days where you don't want to do it, and in that moment, that's where the discipline kicks in, and you go and do it anyway. Okay, so that, like, anyone that you follow, could be sporting, could be in any sort of different career, I can guarantee that they have discipline. They won't have got where they've got to if, when they're not feeling great, they're like, look, do you know what? I'm actually a bit tired. I'm not going to train today. I'm not going to work today. Like, it's just, you're going to get nowhere but that. Why? Because the compounding effect won't be able to happen. You need to be chasing those small gains every single week, and then that's when it's going to add up to the big gain. So all these big gains are just an illusion. It's just an accumulation of these small gains over time. And the last point I wanted to say on discipline equals freedom is that it has to be an intelligent discipline. Like, I think that's another thing people fall down on. Like, they think discipline is just like being a dog and just, you know, going to the point of destruction and not being smart about it at all and just like really not thinking about what you're doing. That's not going to get you anywhere either. It'll get you a bit further than where you're at, but if you want to go to the top in different things that you're trying to do, as John Danaher would say, one of the best jiu-jitsu coaches, intelligent, adaptive persistence or discipline is the single most important thing that you need. So yes, discipline equals freedom, but intelligent discipline, doing the right things, having the right behaviors, not just like, to use the gym example, if you show up at the gym 5 times a week for a year, you can get great progress. You're very disciplined, the small gains will add up. But if in that year and you're still disciplined, showing up 5 days a week, and you're doing one exercise and then going home, or you're doing 10 exercises with like 10% effort when it could be 80, you're still not going to get the results. So yes, discipline equals freedom, but it needs to be intelligent discipline. Last point then is that the discipline is paid up front. Okay, so two other nice quotes that I like here. Pleasure is the price of discipline. Okay, so that could have been from Hormozy. Everything has a trade-off in life. There's a cost for everything. Okay, like, you get nothing for free. Nothing that you want in life is going to be free. You're going to have to work for it. So you're going to have to sit down someday and think, what are the trade-offs that I'm willing to make? And if you want discipline in your life, the main trade-off is pleasure. I want to be disciplined with my diet. What's your brain probably going to want to do? Eat that chocolate bar. It wants the pleasure of eating that chocolate or eating the takeaway. You have to be disciplined and behave in a different way. Make new choices. Start a new pattern of a person that eats healthy and maybe just, you know, has that takeaway once every 2 weeks or whatever. So pleasure is the price of discipline. That's what you can think of. Same as it could be getting into shape, it could be progressing in your career. Nights out. Like, you can't be going out two nights, like every Friday, every Saturday, maybe like you did in college or when you were younger, if you're trying to progress in life and maybe you're in your late 20s into your 30s. It's just not going to happen. Like, the pleasure of drinking, of these nights out, that's what you're choosing over discipline and getting the freedom that you want in these different areas. So the pleasure is going to have to come down, and then you can be more disciplined and go after the things that you want. So that's just a nice catchy line, because if I was asking you now, what's the freedom that you want in life? And you're saying something along body, mindset, life. And then I asked you, what are the pleasures in the way? Things will pop up much easier. You'll see, oh, if it's body, you're probably maybe eating too much shite. If it's something to do with career, relationships, maybe it's you're drinking too much, you're going out too much, whatever it is, that's the easiest place to start, is cutting down the pleasures, and instantly now it's going to be a lot easier to be more disciplined. And the second quote on discipline is paid up front, one that I love too, we must all suffer from one of two pains in life, the pain of discipline or the pain of regret. The difference is discipline weighs in ounces, while regret weighs tons. Obviously an American quote, but as you can see there, there's only two choices. And that's what I love. Look, I like the philosophy, I like the psychology, I like it all. But at the end of the day, I just love the cold hard truths and two options. Because that's what it is in life, really. Make progress or make excuses. That's another one I love. At the end of the day, you can talk about all you want. Are you making progress or are you making excuses? There's only two options. There's no third one. Same one here. You're going to face pain in life. You're going to face pain in life. But there's only two doors you can walk through. Are you going to have the pain of discipline or the pain of regret? And once it's phrased this way, you'll see how you want to choose discipline. And like I'm saying at the start, people have this skewed thing of discipline that's going to take away from your life. There's only two doors in front of you for your life. There's going to be pain. Do you want the pain of discipline or do you want the pain of regret? And I think you're going to have to walk through this door. You're going to have to walk through the pain of regret door to understand what I'm saying and to make the change and push through the discipline door to get the freedoms that you want. And if you've watched my story, you'll have seen at some point that I was talking about the soccer. So I've learned this lesson as a young man, and that's what's helped me to be very disciplined. I probably wouldn't have been if I didn't walk through the regret door. So the quick recap there, Wanted to be a soccer player all my life, up to like 18. Thought I was going to play for Man United, etc, etc. Got to Ireland trials level, blah, blah, blah. Didn't get on the Ireland team, but then I gave up, even though I was very young, maybe 17 or 18. And then over the next few years, pushed down into my subconscious. That's why we do the mental freedom work. Such regret over that. And again, not necessarily regret about making it or not, just settling, not going for things that I want in life, not speaking up and saying what I want and going for it. If I did that and I still didn't make it, that would have been okay. But I've walked through that door with the pain of regret. And I can tell you nothing's worse. I've had nothing worse than that. You could maybe say relationships. Look, relationships are very impactful, very emotional. They would be the two things, like the pain of, let's say, breakups and the pain of regret. I would put them as the two worst pains I've ever had in my life. Okay, so when you go through those things, when you have that pain of regret, you won't pick it again. Once you come to those doors, you're going to pick the pain of discipline. Because as he's saying there, the pain of discipline, pick that every day. Pick that every day of the week. Oh, I'm too tired, I have to train. It's tough, there's pain there, I got to push through it, that's fine. That is nothing like the pain of me waking up 5 years later, still in chronic pain, can't do jiu-jitsu anymore, can't do the gym. There's not even a comparison there. Not even a comparison for me. That's too painful to even really talk about. So there you go. Like that's what we'll leave it on at the end is there's two paths forward in life. The pain of discipline, the pain of regret. You have to pick one. And from my life experience, from most people that you're probably following, they would have had this moment. They would have had the moment where they chose the door of regret. That pain has now changed them and they're picking discipline. And this is how they've started to cultivate discipline in their life and ultimately follow the mantra of discipline equals freedom. Good stuff. So we'll finish up there and on the in-person coaching then. It's just to rack off this. We have the in-person coaching from this year. So I was doing the online mainly, but now for the in-person, it's a mobility class there and a jiu-jitsu class. So if you want to get on the mobility journey, if you're suffering from chronic pain and injury, can't do jiu-jitsu, martial art, your own sport, or go to the gym, this is where you need to start. You need to start building the discipline on the mobility. One class will do fuck all. That's why I'm there every week. If you need help with the discipline, you come to the class every week, you're going to get the physical freedom that you want over time. And same with jiu-jitsu. Great. Excuse me. Self-defense, I'm a big advocate of it. And if you want to get started on the jiu-jitsu journey, it's great for fitness, great for community, great for everything. You can start there as well. I can get you a free trial in Brazier Jiu-Jitsu, which is where I do the mobility and the jiu-jitsu coaching. And then for the online coaching, the Physical Freedom Program is there. And then we have the Physical Freedom Program, the group one, which is cheaper with the weekly. Yeah, it's like self-guided programs with the weekly call, the group call with everyone, or obviously if you want the one-to-one, then you have full access to me. You're going to get progress much quicker. So that's it. What else? Follow, rate the podcast. Yeah, if you want to support me, if you're liking this stuff, want to get out to more people, 2 clicks on Spotify so you can just rate it, or else on YouTube, subscribing to the channel or sharing the video with someone else. Best way to support it. So that's it. Hopefully I did that discipline one justice. Got a bit into it there. Hopefully didn't go too much off track. But yeah, hopefully it's useful. Look, I think good stuff there because that's the video I needed. Look, I eventually figured it out by myself, but if I saw that video sooner rather than the one I saw from Jocko, it would have been really helpful. So hopefully that's helping you guys and you're going to get on the path now to discipline equals freedom. So that's it. So unsettle, live true to yourself, and we'll talk to you next week.